Learning to ride a bike without training wheels is just like listening to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast, some say, is Bush League. He's still too young to ever be seen in a four-door car, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. You just heard from my Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan, who is preparing to record some more introductions. Randy's been begging for him because his random number generator is overheating, trying to find the ones that haven't been used very much. So if you're hearing some reruns, that's going to be the reason the random number generator is a little on the finicky side. So you might hear the same ones over and over again periodically. So Drew's going to get right on that. I talked to his mother yesterday and she's going to wag her finger at him and make sure he gets to the recording studio pronto. I am, as he said, your Medicare expert, Doug Jones. I'm here to help people cross that line without fear and trepidation from Obamacare or from under 65 to Medicare or over 65. And this is the time in the podcast when I often ask Randy if he would play our favorite 30-second radio spot to explain succinctly why we're here and what we're all about. So take it away, Randy.
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
All righty. Thank you very much. Now, everybody in the audience should have a clear understanding of what we're all about, what we're doing here. So this is the time when I also suggest that people go buy my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man, Simplest and Easiest Guide Ever. It's on sale at Amazon and Barnes and Noble. And we are proud to say that we have three different versions for your reading pleasure. We've got a paperback, which has beautiful color illustrations, and that'll be on sale at Barnes & Noble. The paperback with black and white illustrations is on sale at Amazon. We have an ebook version or a Kindle version on sale at Amazon, and we also have an audio version. If you want to listen to these dulcet tones into the evening to help lull you to sleep and perhaps so you can absorb Medicare knowledge while you're snoring, then the audio version would be the version for you. So those are the things to do. And go buy one of each of them. Randy will always suggest that if given a chance, he'll say, get one of each. So with no further ado, I'd like to introduce Randy Carson. Hello, Randy.
Doug, how are you out there in Illinois?
Well, you know, about 10 days ago, I had some oral surgery done and I started talking funny. So I'm starting to get better. It's starting to sound less weird when I speak. And I'm hoping that the audience doesn't notice any differences because, frankly, I've always been a little on the weird side. So this is our first time in the recording studio, in 10 or 12 days, I think.
Yeah, at least that long. So, you know, I'm really happy to be back. I get up every morning very, very excited to go back into the recording studio. And when I don't get to go into the studio, I'm really, really bummed.
Well, yesterday we came so close. We came just close.
That's right. So
I'm holding
close.
My fingers, hair's breadth apart. But then who screwed it up? But Randy's landscapers. They showed up, set off all of his alarms. The alarm system that he has set up to protect him from the Medicare Advantage salesman also works very well against his landscapers. So that kind of put the kibosh on it yesterday.
Why is it? I've noticed that you, when you're in residence out here in the Cave Creek area, you have somewhat the same issue occasionally with your landscaper. Why is it why is it at 10:30 Arizona that all landscapers converge on our area?
Well, I think that's because they all have a meeting. All the landscapers in the world have a Zoom meeting and they say, all right, when shall we screw them up? Well, when do they start the podcast? All right, let's show up then. Right after they get started, we'll show up. And I will tell you that my landscapers here in Illinois show up about the same time, but I'm on the second floor out of three floors at the back of the house. And so they don't really have a lot of stuff going on back here that bothers our podcasting recording.
You know, I'll never forget that one day you were out here in your, your castle of
my fortress of solitude.
Your fortress of solitude. Well, it's like a castle, but anyway, we were recording a podcast one morning and I'll never forget this because I'll have to give a little bit of lead up into this. Doug's office, he has a window in his office that looks out into the front yard. And I see this look on Doug's face like, what in the world? You know, he's got his eyes are all scrunched up. And what's happening is his landscaper doesn't realize that, you know, when he's in front of a microphone with headphones on, that he's actually recording something. He's banging on the window, waving at him.
I know. And there was something about that low E glass I have that he couldn't see me clearly. So I was waving back, hoping he would get tired of it, go away. And he didn't know I was waving, so he kept trying. I'll make him wave if I have to stand here all day.
But you should have seen the look on your face from this side. You're going, oh, my God, what else is going to stop us from recording now?
Yeah, right. How many other things can they think of? Well, I may have told you this before, but I'm not sure I did it on the actual recording. But when I was a little kid, and I would come out and visit my grandparents in Scottsdale, Paradise Valley, or Phoenix. They had houses in all three places. There would always be a crew of landscapers that would do just like they do today. Truck with a bunch of guys in it, and they would all jump off the truck and run around with lawnmowers and hedge trimmers and blowers and get the whole place looking real spiffy in a short period of time. Then they'd all pile on the truck and drive away to the next job. But they were all Japanese.
Japanese?
They were not Mexicans. Now you can't find a Japanese landscaper to save your soul.
Where did all our Japanese landscapers go?
Well, I don't know where they came from. I will tell you that there was a prison World War II prisoner of war camp in Phoenix, but it held Germans. It didn't hold any Japanese prisoners of war. So frankly, and some of those Germans made an escape on Christmas Eve in 1944.
I read that.
Submarine crew. And the commander arranged a mass escape, and the whole city of Phoenix was locked down on a Christmas Eve because they were scared to death that the Germans were out. They were going to kill everybody.
Well, I think all they were interested in was getting away. I don't think.
Yeah, they didn't know much about Arizona geography, though, because most of them gave themselves up in the next day or two.
Yeah, they go, where's the water at around here?
Yeah, where's the water? Where's the shade?
What? How hot does it get here? Oh, it's pretty close to about 10 degrees less than the sun.
Yeah, yeah. And that's only because it's winter time right now.
Oh, my gosh, that's a funny story. Well, you know something, Doug? I suppose we ought to do something, even if it's wrong.
I agree. Let's get to it. Although I have to tell you, after that 12 days of doing nothing but handling insurance customers, people that want Medicare supplement insurance, which is a wonderful thing, I haven't really prepared a whole lot of content. So I'm hoping that that our critics aren't listening, although the most severe critic of all listens to every episode sooner or later. But I did want to say that I had a piece of news from Dominic Regina. Dominic lives in New Jersey, and he is one of our favorite listeners. He listens to every episode and sometimes pontificates, sometimes gives us nice little gifts. I have a baseball bat that's inscribed book review persuader. And I'm supposed to use that to persuade people to go to Amazon after they've read the book and leave a written customer review. Amazon has a way you can click on a star or something And that is like leaving a review, but there's nothing like leaving a short written review. It can be like three words and that's all you need to do, but it carries more weight. So Dominic gave me a baseball bat to hit people with. They're a little slow in figuring that out. And this time he sent me a picture of three rolls of forever stamps. And he might be hearkening back to the year that I invested all of my loose funds. I sold every stock I had. And I thought, this is a sure thing because nothing ever gets cheaper in the United States. The forever stamp is going to be the investment of the future. So I drove my truck down to the post office and I loaded that sucker up with forever stamps. And I said, how much do I owe you? And I wrote him a big fat check. I think I needed also to use my credit card because I didn't have enough money in my checking account for all the forever stamps they loaded me up with. So I went back home and shoveled them into my office, my file drawers. And then about a month later, the federal government announced that they were lowering postage costs. And right then, they sentenced me to a lifetime of servitude because all my investments just became worthless. So that was years ago. And since then, the postage prices have continued to go up. And Dominic sent me an announcement, a very pretty announcement. It's got stamps all over it. And the stamps are the American flag stamps, my favorites. And it says August 29th, USPS raising the price of stamps to 58 cents.
Holy bananas.
Oh, to have my forever stamps back again. Oh, God, I'm always a day late and a dollar short.
As you know, Doug, I have a postage machine.
Yes, you
and
do.
Every time the Postal Service raises the rates, this thing goes like a freaking slot machine in Vegas. You know, I'm surprised. I don't know. Have you seen the new one I've got?
No, I haven't.
It's actually got a handle on the side.
Uh-huh.
And there's, you know, three or four or five, you know, rolling windows.
And so you pull that handle and see what
you happens. Pull that and you see how much it's going to cost you.
Oh, boy, that just sounds like gambling. It sounds like gambling to me.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
There's nothing you can plan. You can't plan your business expenditures. You're just rolling the dice on that.
That's right.
Go ahead. It kind of reminds me of when I took my wife to her first casino in Las Vegas, and I was busy playing video poker and drinking for free. That you could do that back then. And so she said, well, I'm going to go find a slot machine to play. And she came back a half an hour later and said, I found a slot machine. You got to help me figure out how to play it. Oh, God, you can't leave me alone just to play video poker. All right. So I followed her over to the slot machine. It was one of these things yelling, Wheel of Fortune, over and over and over.
until you go nuts.
Yeah, it was almost as bad as It's a Small World after all.
No, don't please don't do that.
So anyway, this thing, we're standing in front of this thing. She said, what do I do? And I said, okay, first things first, put your dollar in that slot. Okay. And then I said, okay, you can either pull the handle or push the button next to the slot, whichever. If you feel energetic, pull the handle. It's a little more fun that way. And she said, okay. And she pulled the big handle down both arms, pulled that sucker down, and the numbers are spinning. All the shapes are showing up and disappearing. And then it slowed down and eventually stopped. And she said, okay, now what? Now what? And I said, well, put another dollar in. And she said, that's horrible. And that was the last she ever played of a slot machine, to the best of my knowledge. Unless it was like a penny slot. We did find a hotel with penny slots in the lobby. But other than that, no more big time gambling for her.
So she actually thought that when you put in a dollar and pulled the handle, that every time something was going to happen?
Well, she thought she got a lot more entertainment for her dollar. Realize it went away that quickly. And I think I mentioned to you one time, should we feel sorry for these people that work two machines at the same time and they push those buttons as fast as they can? And you said, nope, they're doing what they want to do, so we shouldn't feel sorry for them.
That's right. I've made a mistake and I don't gamble much, but every once in a while when I'm in Vegas, I'll loose myself of about $10. I'm a really big gambler, so sometimes I'll top it out at about 10 bucks. And I'll turn into a row that I don't realize that somebody has taken over the entire row And yes. I mistakenly put a, you know, a nickel in one of their slot machines. And you would have thought that I, you know, they're jumping off this chair. You know, they get those high chairs and they're jumping off this chair, you know, at my throat, like they're going to rip my larynx out.
Oh, some people go completely berserk. Those are the fun people to watch. I have never gone berserk, but I do like video poker, and I've had three royal flushes. So it's always just within my grasp or just outside of my grasp, and I'm always hoping for another one. Anyway, so here we have, someday I'll tell you the story about what happened when, because of the wife, I missed a video poker royal flush with a five coin payout. It was only one coin, but that was because of my lovely bride, but I'll explain that another time. So I have an article here about what's coming up in the future. And by the time this episode airs, we will have heard more news about this, I'm sure. But this is a preliminary article that was written on August 12th of 2021. And it says largest COLA since 1983 is projected and how it affects Part B premiums. Now, COLA is, of course, a cost of living adjustment. And that means that everything gets adjusted. Everything that's COLA related in the U.S. government gets changed. And that's going to be your Social Security payments. It's going to be the price of your Part B Medicare insurance, your deductibles in high deductible plans, and all of these other things that are COLA related. So anyway, like I said, this is August 12th, 2021. So it's speculation. It's not an official announcement. For 2022, the annual cost of living adjustment for Social Security benefits is expected to reach its highest level since 1983. This yearly change affects Medicare Part B premiums and the overall buying power of, seniors. Why do they use that word? The overall buying power of really old, decrepit people and other Social Security beneficiaries by directly impacting how much money ends up in their pockets each month. The Senior Citizens League, they banded together. A large nonpartisan senior group is estimating that the COLA this year could increase to 6.2%, up from the previously reported estimation of 4.7%. While the final number won't be announced until October, this would be the highest COLA since the one for 1983, which was 7.4%. This reflects an increase of prices. What do we call that, kids? Ladies and gentlemen, we call that inflation. This reflects an increase of prices by 5.4% compared to June of last year. As the country begins to recover and bounce back from the panic, supply is simply not able to keep up with the increase in demand, at least not yet. And while the COLA, the cost of living adjustment, could change before October, you can see how much of an outlier it would be compared to the Social Security Administration's data from the past decade. So the article goes on to say, what is COLA? In simplest terms, this rate is the increase in the amount of money that Social Security beneficiaries receive relative to the increase in the cost of living. How much money they'll be receiving in comparison to the previous year. The Social Security COLA is never negative, as benefits are not reduced if the cost of living decreases. Well, that's a huge mistake.
We got some good news and we got some bad news.
Yeah. So inflation comes to visit, but we can never send it away. We can never go back to the pre-inflation that we used to have. So the Social Security Administration bases the rise in COLA off the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers, or otherwise known as, for you people that like shorthand, CPI-W, which is calculated by the U.S. Bureau of Labor and Statistics, BLS. Several costs factor into that, many of which are rising, such as energy, home heating prices, and of course, health care. Inflation influences the 2022 rate follows a COLA of only 1.3% from 2021, which was a small bump in earnings according to the inflation projections data from the past 12 months. The TSCL's predictions is a marked increase from their previously expected 2022 COLA of 1.5% in January and reflects a highly unusual inflation jump in a short period of time. Now, people are going to be getting more Social Security payments, larger Social Security payments, but that's not good news when you have inflation hitting all sectors of the economy. While most recent COLA was, on example, on average, a $20 per month increase for most recipients, experts worry that an extreme increase for 2022 would still be negligible due to its reflection of an overall inflation increase. In other words, the more money being paid out in Social Security benefits doesn't mean the impact will be beneficial for the recipients due to a rise in their other costs of living. How this affects Part B premiums. For better or worse, a rise in the COLA typically spells a rise in the Part B premium prices. While this isn't always bad for beneficiaries in instances where the COLA is significant enough that it outpaces the current inflation rate, such as in 2019, the circumstances of this upcoming year could deplete the buying power of Social Security and Medicare beneficiaries if inflation continues to accelerate. Regardless of if Social Security income increases, an increase in Part B premium would minimize or possibly negate the potential benefits of an increased monthly income. In fact, Mary Johnson of TSCL recently stated that Medicare premiums are increasing 3 to 4 times faster than the annual COLA. For 70% of the Part B enrollees who fall under the Hold Harmless Clause of federal law, it requires that no increase in Part B premiums can reduce a Social Security recipient's monthly check below what it was the previous year. That's Hold Harmless. Therefore, any increase in Part B premiums that's likely to happen with the rise in inflation and COLA will cause the increase in SSI to be reduced by the newly adjusted premium price. Simply put, COLAs cannot keep up with the premium price hikes. On the contrary, should the COLA remain as anticipated and the inflation decline, this would greatly benefit seniors, really old, decrepit people, by increasing their monthly income and therefore buying power. Like the COLA, the 2022 Part B premium will be announced in October after the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. They call that CMS, but that's a misspelling. It should be CMMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Should have two M's in it. They can't even spell their own acronym. Anyway, COLA will be announced in October after the CMS makes adjustments based off the CPI-W and other data gathered from the BLS. God, don't you just love government talk? The final COLA number will be announced in October 2021. Once more, data has been gathered through August. The final COLA number will be announced in October of 2021. Once more, data has been gathered through August. Considering the unpredictable nature of the United States recovery from the COVID-19 panic, coupled with a shift in political administrations, it's too soon to decisively say whether COLA adjustment will be beneficial to Social Security beneficiaries or whether the final figure comes out too soon to say whether it's going to be beneficial to Social Security recipients until the final figure comes out later this year. So that is a wild-ass guess as to what's going to happen with the economy and with Social Security payments. Big time inflation coming down the pike, I think. What do you think, Randy?
Well, I'm just curious. I'm going to have to plan what to do. You know, they always used to say back in the olden days, don't spend all your money in one spot. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, my extra $4. I think maybe when you get back here to Arizona, we need to just go up to the, go up to Cave Creek and spend our $4 on a beer.
Then what are we going to do waiting for the next month?
I don't know. Probably. That's a great question. We can sit in my garage. I've got lots of Guinness. We can actually do another remote out of my garage.
That was fun. I would like to do that, but I'm wondering if your store of Guinness is getting more valuable or less valuable, like my Forever stamps got less valuable as I held them.
I love that story about your Forever stamps. There was a guy in the past times that had done something similar that thought he was going to really, corner the market. Ponzi was his name, if you remember.
Yeah, he was a very clever Italian young man, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was something to do with, shipping costs between New York and Italy. I don't know just exactly how it all went together, but that's where we got the name Ponzi scheme, is because the guy that originated it was an Italian named Ponzi.
There you go. Well, God rest his soul.
You know something, Doug? I think we've overstayed our welcome.
Well, I will be happy to relieve the audience of our presence for the time being, but perhaps they should come back and join us in a couple of days for another episode.
Oh, absolutely. But we thank them very much for joining us, as always. They could have been 100 different places, and they weren't. They were here with us, and we certainly appreciate that. We enjoy hearing from every one of you, so don't forget to write in to Doug at DBJ at MLMmailbag.com.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Send him lots of emails because he loves it. I see him out there in Illinois, there's just tears running down his cheeks when there's no, new stuff in the mailbag.
Well, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot because we had a lot of mailbag items to read. And then all of a sudden people started using the website and the questionnaire on the website as a point of contact. So that meant fewer items coming in the regular MLM mailbag. But we're slowly building up a collection, and we'll be able to do some mailbag items real soon.
Yep. And absolutely, don't forget to go to Amazon. Get yourself a few, a small supply, maybe 10, 20 books. That's a small supply because you'll be handing them out like hotcakes when all your friends and relatives turn 65.
You'll be surprised how quickly they go, and you'll be back buying more before you know it.
Yeah, Doug allots me a free one once a year. And well, I always get...
It's only when he begs for it. He has never, the whole time I've known Randy, has never paid one dime for a book, even though it contributes to his annual income.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always give that one away. So I'm hoping for another one someday if I'm really good. But up until then, you guys in the audience have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy from Oklahoma, and the guy that really wishes he lived full-time in Cave Creek, Arizona.
Bye-bye.